As I was saying, Jerry, for organized religion or maybe politics, keeping people dual, letting people know that there is a true distinction, that they are not together, has its advantages if you want to control people. Is this knowledge known to some people who maybe don't want it shared?
I don't know. The people that are conspiring to keep non-duality hidden, I don't know if they actually know non-duality. And if they knew non-duality, they wouldn't want to keep it hidden. They're just doing what they've been told prior, you know, before they came on the scene. I mean, you know, religion does hide non-duality. If you look into the core of religion, they're the same. You know, Islam and Judaism are the same. They say mm-hmm. the same thing. They say there's nothing. They say you don't exist, basically. Nothing at all exists. They're the same. But I'm sitting here thinking, what if George Bush practiced self-inquiry and, you know, said, well, who am I? Who am I?
He'd be more likely to say, where am I? He'd be more likely to say, where am I?
Where am I, or what am I, or I don't know. But what if this self-inquiry thing, this serious self-inquiry thing, were taken up by people who unknowingly are hiding the truth of non-duality? It was interesting what you said about the responses. You see, they're like half and half. Some are...
Well, and what's interesting is, and it is really that, and you know, when you hit on something, there's not a lot of people who are just sitting on the fence either way. I mean, this is almost vitriolic, the people who just, you know, I'm never listening to the radio again, to the people who you've just saved my life. I mean, it is that extreme.
Good, well, that's how it should be, you know? I mean,
it's interesting, yeah.
People maybe want to get involved in some of, you know what, it's like this. It's like, you know, on the 4th of July... In Canada, it's July 1st, Canada
right.
Day. You have fireworks, right?
Right.
People go out and they see the fireworks, and they're fantastic. And a lot of things some people want to focus on are like fireworks. They're fireworks. Then when the fireworks are gone and they dissipate, and the last spark has disappeared, there's just the plain sky. So non-duality doesn't deal too much with the fireworks. It deals with the plain sky. And that, to people, that's boring, you know. You know, I'm never going to go out on what they're saying. I'm not going to listen to radio again. It's like saying, I'm not going to go watch the fireworks again.
Right.
Well, fireworks are great, you know, once in a while. You know, they're great. But, you know, look at the plain sky. The plain sky is everything. That's the non-dual reality. That's where everything comes from. You know, whatever you want in this life, get aligned with the plain sky because everything is there. That's going to give you your peace. That's going to give you your comfort, and that's going to give you whatever you want, if you want stuff. I mean, I don't think that's the right way to approach life, is to want stuff. I think the right way is to just live an ordinary, healthy life and be aware of that plain sky. Enjoy the fireworks, you know, I mean, set them off once in a while and even get burned by them. I don't care, but value the plain sky.
Right. Well, that's in some ways like saying happiness is not getting what you want. It's wanting what you get. And I can see that on a number of levels and the cause of unhappiness. When we look at non-duality from just the earth plane for a moment, and that's sort of an oxymoron even saying that, but where I'm going with this is group consciousness, 100th monkey theory, all that. Is there a way, and sometimes group consciousness is not a very positive thing, as we know. Is there a way for non-duality that will allow an individual to transcend the effects of group consciousness that are manifesting here, whether it's a bad political system or economic system or whatever?
The individual can and will transcend it. The individual will just see it all as just a play of consciousness, as kind of like clouds and that pass through the plain sky. They're just clouds. They come, they form. You know, they're interesting. They're beautiful. They're threatening. They're every quality that clouds are. But what will be known as the reality is the plain sky. So this is a metaphor for non-duality, and for all the things that arise in the realm of our existence. So there's no way, you know, even when any individual awakens to their non-dual nature, I don't know how much they're going to be able to change the systems that are in place. And this was just brought up by one of our contributors to the Non-Duality Salon online forum that we run. And he was just talking about how even though you can change individually, the systems themselves political systems and so on are difficult to change. They may never change. So all any individual can do is just awaken to the truth of them, to understand that their mind conspires them from seeing the truth. And eventually, I mean, the really rare thing is, and I don't even know if I should talk about this, is the conspiracy that you do not exist. I mean, there's a reason. Let's look at it this way. If the mind conspires to keep people from the truth, their non-dual reality, what conspires to keep you from knowing that you don't exist?
Now, when you say that,
I mean, it's a rhetorical question.
Right. No, when you say that, and I understand that, because I'm not going to give you an answer, but when you say that we don't exist, of course, the knee-jerk reaction to anybody is the hell I don't. You know, I mean, we all want to believe that we do. We want to believe all the dual things we know. But even looking at it on a non-dual level, when we say we don't exist, are we saying that nothing exists, or are we saying that we don't exist as an individual entity?
We're saying nothing exists. You know, I mean, what I'm talking about here, non-duality and duality and all this stuff, now here's where we're going to start. Here's where people are going to either love this show or really hate it. Okay, so get ready, everybody.
Yeah, we'll go to calls right after this.
Okay,
see, I'll do the cop-out, yeah.
When I decide to talk about non-duality to people, I mean, I'm going to try not to hide anything. I'm going to say it all. And all this non-duality stuff, it's just another level of conspiracy. And because when we understand non-duality and we become enlightened, we become all this great stuff I'm talking about non-duality and using it and manifesting your intentions, you know, non-duality itself becomes a conspiracy. A conspiracy to hide the fact that you don't exist. So at some point, we got to kick non-duality and all the stuff I'm talking about. We got to throw that out the door. And what does it leave? You know, what does it leave? It leaves a pure, pure existence. It's a true life. And it's you're living, at that moment, you're living everything at once. You're everything. I was talking about Lynn, who had that experience with the gentleman who beat her up, attacked her.
Mm-hmm.
He was mentally ill and he was having deep problems. Through her healing of wholeness, she saw herself as the same as him. She had no animosity towards him. She saw herself as not different than him. So that's the sense of non-duality